Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to Good Morning Live from Pioneer Television Network Studios. It is so good to be with you. Hopefully, you are having a great Monday. I know it's a little bit rainy out there if you're in the Lancaster County, Pennsylvania area, but I planted some grass seed, so I'm grateful for that because nothing works better for grass seed when it rains, immediately after. So I'm celebrating that, but I pray you had a wonderful weekend. If you weren't with us here at Hope City Church yesterday, and I know we say this all the time, but I really believe it because it just seems like it gets better and better. But we had an amazing service yesterday with Pastor Sam Smucker, who brought just an on-time word. And so many people received prayer and ministry following the delivery of the word. And so it was a really powerful time. And of course, we celebrated Fathers with our pancake and bacon breakfast, and our cafe team did such an amazing job with that. So we're very, very grateful for such an amazing weekend here at Hope City Church. But my goal today is to help you start your week in faith, to help you start your day in faith. So I always want to remind you that if you do have a prayer request, man, we have an amazing prayer team who loves to stand with you and pray. And we love to agree with you and just seek God on your behalf. So anytime you have a prayer request, go ahead and text the word prayer to 717-500-3575. Again, 717-500-3575. And by doing that, you can submit your prayer request right away to our entire team. And we will be sure to get to pray, get going to pray for you. So today, I want to encourage you a little bit. I don't know if we're doing a whole series this week on this or if this is a one-off, but I woke up this morning and I had a thought in my head. The first thing that popped into my head was the spoil goes to the victor. The spoil goes to the victor. And a lot of times when I wake up and there's just word like that, that just kind of pops into my head. I always kind of know that that's the Lord speaking to me. And so I want to dive into that. But I also want to remind you, so much coming up here at Hope City Church. So just check out our website, hopecitylife.com. We've been posting everything on there and you keep up to it. But don't give up, right? Because the spoil goes to the victor. That's what I want to encourage you on today. Because I feel like somebody out there feels like you're losing the battle. It's just too far gone, that it's too hopeless, whatever the situation is. But I'm here to remind you today is to not give up. Go one more round because you're still in the fight. You got to get up, you got to show up, and you have to go again. And today is not your day to quit. Today is not your day to walk away. Today is not your day to lay down the sword or lay down the call or lay down the role. But no, you're not. Today is not that day, right? I believe that the reason that you're watching this today is not by accident. I believe that maybe you felt like quitting, but there's something in your spirit that knows it is not the day to give up. I know people just even in my own world that are walking through all kind of stuff today. And sometimes it can feel like life just sucker punched you, right? And many people are carrying today silent battles that nobody else knows about or nobody else sees. But I came to encourage you today. You are still in the fight. And more than that, you are about to step into victory if you don't quit now. If you don't quit now, you're about to step into the victory. Like I said, that phrase, which is an old warfare, ancient battle phrase, the spoil goes to the victor. What does that mean? It means that whoever doesn't quit, whoever keeps standing when others give up, inherits the reward. I'm going to say that again. Whoever keeps standing when others give up, that's the one who inherits the reward. So I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what So on your prayer list today, I don't know what has come against you. I don't know in what realm. Maybe it's in a relationship realm or a business realm or a healing realm or whatever it is. But I'm here to encourage you today. Get up, go up, go again, because you've got one more round in you. You have one more round in you. I'm used to preaching. I almost told you to shove your neighbor and tell him you have one more round in you. But you got somebody beside you, just let them know. Yeah, I've got one more round in me yet. But let's be honest. Sometimes life just hits hard, right? There's betrayal. There's health struggles. There's mental exhaustion. Yesterday, Pastor Sam prayed for those who would be battling anxiety and panic attacks. And I just know that's such a thing that the enemy is using right now in the lives of people. And sometimes when you're in the middle of that, because I've been there, when you're in the middle of that, it just seems like you're just trying to survive. You're just trying to get through another day, right? But being tired doesn't mean you're defeated. Being knocked down doesn't mean you're disqualified. Come on, you are still breathing. You are still praying. Good morning, Tracy. Good to see you. You are still believing, even if it's just with a mustard seed of faith. Right? If you're still here, you're still in the ring. You're still in the arena. So today is not the mark day for you to walk away or to quit or to give up or to back down or to just say, I'm done. I can't pray any longer. I can't believe any longer. I can't stand any longer. Come on. What I say to those who stay standing when others give up, to him goes the spoils. To him gets the victory. To her gets the reward, right? So even when you've been battered by life, even when you've been beaten, even when it feels like it's hard to take your next breath because it's just been one thing after another thing, even when it feels like you're in a season of life where you're just trying to survive, I've just come to remind you today that you are still here. You are still in the ring. And that means the fight isn't over and that you still have a shot at victory. Here's what I've discovered in life about victory. Victory doesn't go to the strongest. No. Victory doesn't go to the most talented or the loudest. It goes to the one who doesn't quit. Even Jesus said this through the revelation to John in Revelation, where he says, to those who endure, to him I will give the crown of life. Good morning, Cheryl. Good to see you. To him who endures, I will give the crown of life. Not to the strongest, not to the most talented, not to the loudest, not to the one who has, received the accolades of man. No, no, no. To him who does not quit, to him who endures. Good morning, Sue. To him will receive the crown of life. Right, sure. When we've done all else, what do? We don't back up. We don't quit. We don't let our guard down. We endure. We stand. Because to that one, that's what the Lord spoke to me this morning. Come on. To the one who remains, the spoil goes to the victor. It goes to the one who endures. So what's the spoil? What are we going after? Well, the blessing, the breakthrough, the answer, the miracle, the relationship turnaround, the business turnaround, the church turnaround, whatever you're believing God for, the health turnaround, doesn't go to the one who just backs up and just says, well, it is what it is. Doesn't go to the one who just says, well, I nothing else I can do. No, you stay standing. You stay believing. You refuse to bow your knee to whatever the attack is against you. You refuse to bow out and ring the bell before you see victory. And I get it. Just get that image, that ringside image, if you will, in your mind. You might be battered and bleeding and a busted up eye and, all of that stuff, feeling like you can't go another round, but I'm here to encourage you today. The spoil goes to the victor. The spoil goes to the victor. Get up, It is not your day to quit. It is not your day to wave the white flag. Come on. I think when I first thought about the spoil goes to the victor, of course, the first thing that popped in my mind was David at Ziklag. And if you know David's story, this was one of the lowest moments in David's life. David and his men had returned to their city, and they found it literally burned to the ground. Their families had been kidnapped, and everything that they loved and was tangible was lost. I mean, I just want you to process that for a minute. Process that for a minute. Coming back to their city, and it was literally burned to the ground. Their families had been kidnapped. Everything was lost. It was devastating. And David's own men said, let's just kill him. Let's stone him and kill him. This is, you know, we've given our lives to follow this man, and this is where we end up. Our city's burned, our families kidnapped, everything we have gone. There was ever a moment to give up in David's life, this was it. You know, Pastor Sam said yesterday in a sermon that, you know, you can always find somebody going through something worse. And, you know, he had talked about, you know, when they had lost their son, which is, you know, one of the worst things imaginable. But then going to a friend of his had a funeral where they had lost two children in an accident. And just the reality that as worse as you think you have, there's always somebody going through more. And I just think of David in this, of, you know, what I'm believing for and what I'm struggling for and what I'm standing for. And you just look at David here. It's like, man, his city was burned. His families are kidnapped. You know, everything was lost. And not only that, on top of it all, his own men decide, I'm going, you know, it's best for us to stone him. Cheryl says, endurance is a part of our character that God is growing in us. Come on, long suffering. Long suffering to him who endures. The spoil goes to the victor, right? Long suffering. That's right, Cheryl. Good morning, Haley. Good to see you. So if there was ever a time for David to walk away, to give up, and, you know, I just look and put this in perspective to the totality of David's life. I know we know in retrospect, oh, he becomes king and things get better for him, but put this in totality of his life. He's rejected by his father and his brothers. Like, he's sent out into the field, not even considered to be one of the father's sons. He's already rejected from a young age. He's struggling with rejection and feelings of inadequacy. And then along comes the prophet of God, anointing his head with oil, saying, you are the next king of Israel. But that really didn't even do much for David. It just made things worse. He just was sent back to the field. And, you know, he has this moment with Goliath, and you would think that would be a turning point in his life. And in for some ways it was, but it also brought on then eventually what would be the wrath of Saul. That Saul would get jealous of him and begin to pursue and chase David. He had to say goodbye to his friend, his best friend in the world, Jonathan, and run for his life. And every time he would turn his back, here comes Saul again. And then so you bring David to this place. So it's like he's had issue upon issue upon issue upon issue in his life. So bringing all of that into this moment where now his own troops want to stone him and kill him. If there was ever a moment for David to give up, come on, this is it. And I know maybe in your life, you just feel like that sometimes. I felt like that sometimes. It's like, man, can I even catch my breath? Like every time we turn around, there's just another thing. Every time you think you're clawing your way out, here comes another thing. Has anybody else been there? It's like, you know, you get healing in one area of your body and then something else sparks up. And it's like, come on. Is there ever a turnaround? Is there ever relief. You know, get some breakthrough in your marriage, and then your kids start acting crazy. It's like, is there ever relief? But what David did in the next moment of his life, I believe in God's eyes, was the turning point. And Cheryl said it, that endurance is a part of our character, that God is growing in us. I believe God was watching David. I don't believe everything in David's life was caused by God, but I believe God was watching him. And what David did in the lowest next season, in this moment of his life, determined his next season. In the darkest of these dark hours, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 36, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. He strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Come on, that's you got to get that. He strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Listen, he didn't wait to feel better. He didn't wait for someone else to come in and pump him up and say, David, come on, get up. I mean, you've got Good Morning Live, right? But David didn't. David couldn't log on with the rest of us and have somebody here to encourage your faith, right? He didn't wait for someone else to make him feel better. He didn't wait for someone else to pump him up. He found strength in God. He began to encourage himself in the Lord. How do you encourage yourself in the Lord? Well, number one is you begin to rehearse all the good things that God did. Like David, even in his own life, as disaster beyond disaster beyond disaster that he has had in his life, running and being chased and all of that stuff, he could still turn around and say, but Father, I see how you brought me out of the hand of Saul many times. God, I can watch and see how Goliath fell when all of the armies of Israel were terrified from him. You were with me then. God, I can even go back and I can look at how through you I took the lion and the bear. God, you have been with me all of this way. And when we begin to rehearse what God has previously done, it begins to build and strengthen our faith. And then number two is you got to declare to your situation the reality of what is coming. You got to declare to your situation the reality of what is coming. Not the reality of what you see, because what you see, the Bible says, is tangible. And if it's tangible, it means it's subject to change. If I can see it, if I can touch it, then it's tangible. And anything tangible is subject to change. That's right. Cheryl says he ran to the Lord. He probably reminded himself of all that God did. Yep, absolutely. And he began to declare and decree, no. What I can see, I can change. What I can see, I can change. So what he did and what I'm encouraging us to, he began to speak to his reality about the change that he was seeing in his spirit that was inevitably coming to pass as long as he didn't give up. Come on, so somebody needs to start talking to your body today. All right, listen, I know, I said to Sarah this morning, she's getting out of one side of the bed and I'm getting out of the other. And I'm like, between the back and the arm was just half asleep. I said, it just sounded like two people like busted up in battle, but all we're trying to do is just stand up out of bed, right? And it was like, nope, I got to start declaring and decreeing some things. Body, you are coming into alignment in Jesus' name. Come on. You have strength. You have substance. You will endure. You will build. You will be strong. With a long life, God will satisfy you. Come on, relationally, you got to start speaking. I don't care. I don't care how deep the divide is here. I don't care how it looks immovable. It looks like it can never be repaired. I decree and I declare and I prophesy. Come on. That's right, Cheryl. We decree and prophesy to that mountain. Come on. Faith says faith, speaking to what isn't as if it already is. Absolutely. Come on, girls. Help me preach today. We begin to declare and we begin to decree what we see in our spirit. and we begin to speak that. Why? Because what is tangible is subject to change. If I can see it, I can change it. So come on, this was a low point in David's life, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. Sometimes we wait for somebody else to come along and make us feel better. Somebody else to come in and pump us up. But come on, we got to run back to God. If you don't have that secret place in God, do you know where you let it all out? In that secret place. That's when you run to God and say, God, here's my body hurts. I feel rejected. Financially, it's not working out. The business isn't looking like it. That's you pour it out there. Pour it out at his feet. But when you walk out of that prayer room, come on, you start declaring into the atmosphere. You start declaring into the spirit what God has showed you in the secret place. He found his strength in God. And David prayed and he asked God, should we even pursue? What do we do here? What do we do when everything is lost and gone? What do we do when the cities are burned? What do we do when our families are taken captive? What do we do when the business isn't working? What do we do when it seems like our children are running in the opposite direction? What do we do in these situations when the bad health report comes from? What do we do? David said, what should I do? What should I do? Should I pursue? And we talked a lot about this in the beginning of this year. So maybe this is your mid-year reminder, your mid-year pick-me-up. Not forget the words that were released over us this year. And David prayed and God answered, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and recover all. You remember we hung around that for a while, beginning of this year. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Come on, we're halfway through this year, but it's still your year to pursue, overtake, and recover all. He got up, he showed up, and he went again. He didn't just get his family's back, but actually he would go on and to get everything that the enemy took, but he also took the enemy spoils as well. Why? Because the spoil goes to the victor. It goes to the one. Listen, the battle for David wasn't won when he pursued his adversaries. That's not when it was won. The battle for David was won in that moment when he returned and the cities were destroyed. His families were kidnapped. His everything was lost and his men wanted to stone him. There was a momentary decision that was made in that moment that determined whether or not he would see victory. It's not when he pursued. That's what I want us to see today. The battle isn't lost or won necessarily in the battlefield. The battle is lost or won in what we do in those moments of wanting to quit, wanting to back down, wanting to give up, wanting to draw back, leaning into our flesh, leaning into our emotional side. And if we can endure past that, we can endure past the doctor's report. We can endure past the bank account. We can endure past what the enemy's been screaming at us. That is where the battle is won. Listen, I'm just parenthetically inserting this here. The first thing David did was he encouraged himself in the Lord. Then he inquired of the Lord. And you know what God said? Pursue, overtake, and you'll recover all. I believe that had David not encouraged himself in the Lord, that I don't know that God would have told him to pursue, overtake, and recover all. I don't know that God would have. But I believe that because God watched David come out of the ashes of that defining moment, encourage himself in the Lord, run back to his God. I believe that's when God says, you're a victor. This is where the victory is won. And I just want to encourage somebody today, right here is where the victory is won. In this momentary decision is where the victory is won. And you might say, well, nothing has changed yet. Nothing's manifest. It's not won on the battlefield. You can look at Moses with the Israelites and come on, as long as his hands were raised up to his God, that affected everything else that was happening on the battlefield. And when he got tired and his hands fell, what happened? They began to lose the battle because the battle wasn't won on the field. The battle was won by what Moses was doing on the mountaintop with God. The battle for David wasn't won when he decided to pursue and overtake and recover. The battle was won when he encouraged himself in the Lord and he ran back to his God. And I'm just saying this to somebody out there today. What you decide to do today, come on, whether you keep declaring over your marriage, whether you keep declaring over your kids, whether or not you keep pursuing in faith the breakthrough, whether or not you keep pursuing the healing in faith, whether or not you just draw back and say, it is what it is. I tried, and nothing's working. I'm giving up. I'm shutting the doors. I'm back. If that's where you are, this moment is for you. This moment will be the deciding factor on whether or not you experience victory. Why? Because it wasn't what happened in the field. It was what happened on the mountain for Moses. It wasn't what happened when David pursued his adversaries. It was what he did in the lowest moments before the battle ever even started that determined whether or not he would have victory. Haley says, enduring isn't easy, but it's always worth it when you're pursuing God's best for your life. Come on, he always shows up. And Haley, that is so on point, because that's what I have my next point is, come on, for some of us, this is life and death. This is destiny. This is future. For some people, it's tangible life and death. For some, it's future. It's relationship. It's our kids. It's the plan and will and purpose of God, the assignment that he has for you. That's what's at stake. So come on, if you're over in the corner of that boxing ring, if you will, right? And you feel like, come on, the devil has given you the worst blow that he could give you, and you just don't know that you can stand back up again. I am here to let you know, come on, it's all at stake. Get up. You're still in the game. Go another round. Get up. Don't stay down. Don't stay down. Falling isn't failure. Staying down is. I remember being with a family member who was going through a health crisis. And I remember that a lot of people were around and, you know, they're staying positive and everybody else left. And they just put their head on my shoulder and begin to weep. And I said, are you still in faith? And they said one of the most beautiful things. They said, I'm just having an occasion of the flesh. And Dodie Osteen writes about that in her book. About her healing process that she received. And there's a difference and sometimes physically you're weary and you're worn and your emotions are overtaking and you got to let that out. You might be shedding tears. You might be just feeling emotionally. It's an occasion of the flesh, but don't ever look at the occasion of the flesh, right? Those moments of feeling weary and tears and feeling broken. Don't ever let that dictate where you stand in faith. Come on, that's right, Cheryl. The righteous may fall 7 times, but he always gets back up again. Why? Because the spoil goes to the victor. The crown of life goes to the one who endures. So falling isn't failure. Staying down is. Come on, David had every reason to collapse under his grief, but something in him said, I've got to get back up, because this is what I'm saying. Listen, his family's lives were at stake. Remember, his families were kidnapped. His own life was at stake. His men wanted to stone him. His family's lives were at stake. His life was at stake. The future of Israel was at stake. And I guarantee you staying in the ring and going one more round, there's some stuff at stake for you. So get back up. Come on. Getting up doesn't mean you feel ready. It means you're saying, God, I trust in you again. I'm taking one more step today. Listen, I know we think about faith and I think about David, right? I think about David swinging his slingshot, boldly declaring to Goliath that you're going to fall. And sometimes that's how faith is, but sometimes faith looks like standing up with trembling legs. Sometimes it looks like whispering praise through tears, right? Faith isn't always those victory moments in the field, you know, swinging the slingshot as Goliath is falling and we're strong. Sometimes it looks like standing up when your legs are trembling. Sometimes it's whispering through the praise or through whispering praise through the tears. Sometimes I've said this before, but it's walking out to the edge of that darkness and taking one more step. But every time you rise again, you weaken the enemy's grip. Faithfulness wins the battle. Even when you don't feel qualified, even when no one sees you, even when the answer hasn't come yet, faithfulness is spiritual warfare. Come on. Faithfulness is spiritual warfare. I love, God's been showing me this a lot for about 2 years almost now, about different tactics of spiritual warfare, expanding my mental thinking, my spiritual thinking on what spiritual warfare is and isn't. I told you before that sometimes smiling is an act of spiritual warfare. I told you the story before, but somebody who was really going through it in sickness, and God told him to put on cartoons and color in coloring books. Why? That was spiritual warfare. Laughing and smiling can be, you know, somebody's coming against you at your job, you walking in with a spirit of faith and victory, you putting a smile on your face when everything inside of you wants to run the other way or wants to hang your head down in shame, but holding your head up. I remember going through a season of life. I will never forget walking out of this building and saying to myself, I never want to be here again. And God spoke to me and said, if you run, you'll never stop running. And I said, I knew in that moment, I had to return. And I never forget lifting my hands in worship. It was a church and lifting my hands in worship and being there. And it took every ounce of my being. But for me, that was spiritual warfare. Showing up was spiritual warfare. Smiling was spiritual warfare. It was letting the adversary know, I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. Maybe somebody's been battling depression and you haven't felt like getting up out of bed. But can I tell you, getting up out of bed today, maybe you're at a place where it's like washing your hair and getting a shower or unloading the dishwasher that's been there a week because you've been in such a funk, in such a depression. That for you can be an act of spiritual warfare saying, I don't know how I'm getting out of all this. I don't know when the turnaround is coming. But for me, this is an act of warfare. I'm getting up. I'm getting up. I'm emptying that dishwasher. I'm doing whatever tangibly I can do. Why? It's because faithfulness is spiritual warfare. Consistency is what builds endurance. And if that's all you can do today, then you get up tomorrow and you do that plus one other thing. And every day you're just building and building and building your way back. Come on. David didn't recover everything because he was gifted. He did it because he kept showing up for the fight. He kept seeking God when it didn't make sense. And he led his men when they were ready to stone him. He led them into one of their greatest victories. Come on, that's leadership. That's faith. That's what gets rewarded. Why? Because the spoil goes to the one who does not quit. So go again. Why? Because this time could be different. This time could be the time, right? What's God saying to you? He's saying, try again, believe again, dream again, apply again, forgive again, right? It might be the one act of obedience. That's where you might be standing. You might be one act of obedience away from your turnaround or from your miracle. That business idea that failed, go again. Learn from the mistakes, right? You don't repeat the same mistakes, but learn what you did wrong and go again. The prayer that you've been praying that you haven't seen a turnaround in, pray it again. Ask it again. the calling that you've been putting on hold because you feel too young or you felt too old. Like, listen, I started pastoring when I was 19 years old. And I remember thinking, I just can't wait till I get older because, you know, when I was pastoring, when I was 19, 20, everyone's just like, I don't know who this young guy is. He's too young. I remember thinking, I just can't wait till I'm that middle-aged guy that nobody can ever say I'm too young. Now I'm 40 and I opened up news article, a Christian news article, and it showed all these church planters and they were all in their 20s. And I thought, oh my gosh, they're all half my age. When did that happen? When did it happen? Now I'm the old guy. And it's like, am I too old for God to ever do it? And so what I'm saying is, you know, the enemy will have you convinced that you're too young. He'll have you convinced that you're too old. He'll have you convinced that it's too late. Come on, go again, because this time the favor of God is behind you. The favor of God is behind you. Remember that God is in your corner. Don't miss this. David didn't have his men backing him. He didn't have perfect circumstances. Not everything was aligned for him, right? But he had God, and that was enough. And listen, so do you. You don't have to fight it alone. Fight it alone. God is in your corner whispering, I am with you. I've got you. I will strengthen you. This time you're not swinging in your own strength. You're swinging with heaven behind you. Like I did something crazy this week, and this is probably why my back is all stiff in the morning. But I decided we have this really long driveway behind our house, and it really didn't make sense. And I thought, I'm going to take half of it up. And you should probably get some heavy-duty machinery to make all of that happen. But I thought, let me just, you know, take my pickaxe and see what I can do. And lo and behold, I started a project, and here we are ripping out 15 feet of driveway by hand. And the hardest part of this whole thing for me was the beginning part because, you know, like when I first get started during the day, because my hand hurts, my back hurts, you're in that position, I'm just literally pickaxing concrete, right? Breaking it up by hand. But there came this point, like Sarah came out and was like, hey, we got to go do something. I said, I'm on a roll. And what had happened is my hand got numb enough and my back got numb enough. That I was able to kind of just really lean into this thing and I'm making progress because I endured through the pain so long that eventually I just became numbed to it, right? And it was like, come on, this is those glory moments. This is when I got to lean in because I know when I come back tomorrow, I'm going to have to endure through the pain again to get where I am right now. And maybe that's where some of you are right now. You've been enduring through the pain, but there's that momentary set in where it's like that grace comes on you, that anointing comes on you. And now you're not swinging out of your own strength. The pain has been numbed and dulled. And now you're swinging in the full strength and might of God. Come on. So that's what I'm saying. Endure through the pain, endure through the hardship. Go again, swing again, believe again, stand again, pursue, overtake, recover all. You are still in the game. Don't give up and don't quit because the spoil goes to the victor. The spoil goes to the victor. Charles says it may be hard, even devastating, but the end game, we win if we just keep moving forward, pressing forward to win the prize. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We lean in, we press in, we go again. Let me pray for you today. Father, I thank you for every person who's listening and watching right now. Father, that maybe they have felt like that's where they are. They have been in a season where it just seems like I can't take one more hit. I can't take one more disappointment or one more blow. And they have contemplated giving up or quitting or backing down or walking away or giving up the fight or just saying enough is enough. And they have contemplated retreat. They've contemplated just settling. But Father, I ask that you would use this word today to help them run back to you and help them encourage themselves in you, strengthen themselves in you, that you would cause them to step up again. Take one more swing. Go another round. Remind them that they are still in the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm reminded as we go off the air today, the Bible talks about that great cloud of witnesses cheering us great cloud of witnesses are those who have gone on before. Patriarchs of the faith, spiritual pastors and who had maybe given you oversight over the years who have gone home to be with the Lord. I picture some of them in my mind, Moses and those patriarchs of the Bible, even looking at me in this moment whenever I want to quit and give up and cheering me, saying, don't do it. Don't quit. David saying, come on, I've been there, buddy. I've been there. Keep fighting. Go another round. Come on. Those pastors in your life who poured so much into you that are now in heaven standing over you saying, don't quit. Don't back down. Don't give up. Don't you dare walk away. Keep fighting. Keep pressing. Keep believing. Go again. Fight again and live to see another day. Be blessed. Have an amazing day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thanks for being on with me today. Don't forget, you can always stay connected with us by going to all of our social media platforms. And if you have not done so, download the Pioneer Network app. Keep this faith. Keep encouraged. Keep that word of God right in front of your eyes. Share this broadcast on your social media platforms. Help us get the word out because God's moving right here at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. Amen. Well, I'll see you tomorrow right here on Good Morning Live. Go with God.